A savvy interplay between art and ideas. It's Art Talk on KCRW. If you find yourself thinking about earthquakes and walking into Analia Saban's new exhibit here in L.A., that might be the idea. One of the first sculptures you'll see at her solo show called Folds and Faults at Spruth Magers is made of folded concrete slabs lying on wooden pallets. It's an homage of sorts to the minimalist artists of the 1960s who worked with building materials. It's also a show that caught KCRW art critic Hunter Drohoyoska Phillips' eye. She's here now with this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Eric.
Mention earthquakes in L.A. and most people have a specific memory or feeling about it. How does Saban use earthquakes to inspire her art?
Well, it's not so much an inspiration as maybe a visual reference, I think, probably because you walk into the gallery and you see these slabs of broken concrete and you think to yourself, the only place you see that really is after an earthquake or, you know, at a building site or something. But these are not at all random acts of violence. These are very intentional. She works with people to bend these 1,000-pound slabs of concrete to suit her whim, and they're very specifically folded into shapes that are also used within books, in bookbinding, for example. With an accordion fold or a gate fold.
Saban isn't from L.A. Tell us a little more about her background.
You know, she's originally from Argentina, and then she went to school here and eventually made her way to the New Genres program at UCLA, a very prestigious program where she studied with John Baldessari, who became something of a mentor to her. In fact, she still works in what was his old studio in Ocean Park. And she appreciated his sense of verbal play and material play, and you really see that throughout the work, but it is in no way imitative because, you know, Baldessari works with photographs, and she works with materials in a very complex manner.
Now, it's not just earthquakes, I understand, and it's not just sculptures. What other sorts of work can we see at her show?
Well, that's what I mean by materials. I mean, her paintings in this show are made with linen, big sheets of linen, but woven between the threads of the linen are these strips of black acrylic paint, and they're woven in a diagonal pattern at times. Another painting represents a window looking out onto a night scene with a collapsible gate in front of it. So this idea of the gate pattern, those kinds of diagonal patterns, looks like a completely abstract bit of geometry on one painting and a very utilitarian object on another.
Now, as I understand it, her work also plays off a lot of verbal and visual puns?
Well, exactly. Here we have the gate fold of the concrete slab. We have the collapsible gate in the painting of the window. And we have the shape of the collapsible gate in this abstract painting. But the gate is both a barrier. The gate is a permeable membrane. The gate is a metaphor for how you go into and out of the work. And virtually every aspect of Analia Saban's work has this multiplicity of meaning. It's both very poetic and very intellectually challenging. I would say it's really a very mature body of work for an artist who's only 36 years old. And even the idea of the earthquakes, which we started with, Faults and Folds, even that reminds us of temporality, fragility, the act of survival. All of that comes to mind when you're looking at her work.
Well, obviously, a lot to explore. Analia Saban's show continues through August 19th at Spruth Magers in Mid-Wilshire. You can also find out more about it on our website, kcrw.com/arttalk. Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp with this Art Talk. Hunter, thanks.
Thank you, Eric.